So what do you think of when Oliver Twist asks this question?
Please, sir, I want some more.
What?
What?
What? Ask for more?
Knowing the history of the author, I think Charles Dickens knew what it was to be hungry.
Going hungry is a powerful sensation and the seed of vivid memories. 89-year-old Harold here has those same memories about his own childhood back in the 1930s.
I mean it. I can remember the day, and seriously, that we've had potatoes made up different ways for 5 days, and you're glad to get them.
In the shadows of the Great Recession, thousands of children are going hungry now.
A generation that will grow up knowing what it is to want more and not get it.
What are we teaching the children of the Great Recession? Food for thought.
It's the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Hunger in this economy. It's Wednesday, November 17th.
And it's not just an economic story, but a sociological story as well. It's at the top of the morning news, though, is all about a historic security breach. For 18 minutes last April, you may not have noticed, 15% of the world's internet traffic was hijacked and redirected through Chinese servers. That includes the U.S. government and military, NASA, the Department of Commerce, and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Commercial websites like Dell, Microsoft, and IBM were also affected. A congressional report to be released today says China has been aggressively mapping and probing U.S. computer systems for years. There's been some probing going on by both parties on Capitol Hill as well. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is willing to compromise on the Bush tax cuts. He now says he's willing to work out a temporary extension for all income levels. Meanwhile, one of President Obama's top foreign policy goals has suffered a setback. John Kyle, the Senate's second-ranking Republican, says the U.S. nuclear treaty with Russia should not be considered until next year.
New York Democratic Congressman and Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Charles Rangel, got some bad news yesterday.
The committee found conviction by clear and convincing evidence.
The House Ethics Panel found Rangel guilty of 11 of the 13 rules violations he was accused of. A hearing tomorrow will decide his punishment. It's expected to include censure, a fine, and possible denial of privileges. In Alaska, Lisa Murkowski's lead in the still undecided Senate race now stands at more than 10,000 votes. And with a few hundred ballots left to be counted, she's expected to declare victory today.
NATO forces may still be leading combat operations in Afghanistan beyond 2014. Today's comment from NATO's top civilian in Afghanistan, Mark Sedwill, is the latest indication that the NATO military operation will last into the next decade. Suspected arms dealer Victor Boot is in a New York City federal detention center this morning. The Russian faces charges of supplying weapons in some of the world's most deadly conflicts over the last decade. He'll make his first appearance in federal court later today. And Bank of America has settled a lawsuit alleging it discriminated against female brokers by offering them lower bonuses. The terms were not disclosed.
It's shaping up to be the largest IPO in U.S. history. Except why are they calling it initial public offering? GM's been around
because then they went bankrupt,
years.
And that's a reset point.
But it's a public offering of stock. They've boosted the size of their common stock again. As of last night, investors had put in $70 billion worth of GM of orders for the new GM shares. GM hopes to raise $23 billion in the IPO, which would make the U.S. government a minority shareholder for the first time since bankruptcy. And this morning, China's government says it will give poor families subsidies there to help pay for food. The announcement comes following a 10% jump in food prices last month, which raises the threat of social tensions in China, where all commodities are heavily subsidized. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up. Wall Street had its worst day in months yesterday, with all three indices down nearly 2%. The Dow starts at 11,023, the S&P at 1,178, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,469. This morning, the legendary Dick Cavett joins the show. He's going to sit right in here, and we'll see if we can get a fight going or something. Cavett, the man himself.
First, we're going to talk about how does it affect the children of the Great Recession when you get by with less food?